Hey, I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is the documentary Daughters. It involves a daddy-daughter dance where the fathers are incarcerated. What happened was, there was to be a daddy-daughter dance, and one girl said her daddy couldn't make it because he was in prison. Another girl suggested that they have the dance in prison. And through hard work and a series of events, the dance was approved. Angela Patton, who was organizing the dance, worked hard with the daughters and their mothers from the outside, and then she teamed with others to help the men who were incarcerated. Make no mistake, this wasn't an opportunity given to all the men, and those incarcerated men had to work hard for the privilege of seeing their daughters face to face. So what's the like? First, out of the mouths of babes. These girls didn't know the obstacles in their way. They just wanted to see their daddies, and that desire made a way. Second, to see the impact of these girls not being able to connect with their fathers was heart-wrenching, but their pain was so important to see as it reminds and educates the world on the importance of fathers. Third, having the mothers, some of whom have strained relationships with their daughters' fathers, and rightfully so, because many of them have experienced and are experiencing trauma, but to have them understand the importance of connecting their daughters with their fathers, man, that was important. For many of the mothers, it wasn't easy, but these women grew in the process and decided to put their daughters first. Fourth, the men had to go through a multi-week program to discuss a lot of issues to be ready to receive their daughters. Their vulnerability was touching, and the bonding was absolutely beautiful. And then fifth, this documentary didn't sugarcoat anything, from the strained relationships of the parents to the anger some of the girls had for their fathers and their actions, to the mistrust, to the father's inconsistencies and detachment. It was all there. And then finally, this film is also a commentary on the penal system and how they treat these men. The men who went through this program have a 5% recidivism rate. I cried, I pained, and I prayed. I cried to see the hurt these girls had. I pained to see these men long for their children. I melted as the fathers apologized and made promises to their girls to be better fathers and human beings. And I prayed that the relationships would grow stronger. So what's not to like? Well, it was so clear that prison is about punishment, not progress. It was so evident that the financial burden the system puts on the family on the outside results in many of these fathers never getting a chance to talk, see, or touch their girls. It was hard seeing the pain on all sides, the mothers, the daughters, and the fathers, but part of that difficulty is absolutely washed away when you see these daddies and daughters at the dance, and they connect in a way that is absolutely beautiful. My rating? Daughters is a powerful and poignant documentary that offers a rare glimpse into the lives of families affected by incarceration. It's a film that will make us all think about the themes of love, loss, and redemption. I'm giving this one 4 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.